Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we are welcoming back two very entrepreneur and dedicated sisters of Your Farm LLC. We're getting ready to be inspired by two hardworking MGTs striving to make their community a safe and decent place to live. So to introduce our sisters, I'm going to bring on our host or hostess for tonight, Sister Majida Muhammad of Brownwood, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Majida.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Carlton. How are you?
I am well.
I should know how you. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for the intro. Sir? Did you just up the hall?
Oh, right. Yes, literally. Yes, sir. And you know, I heard you in your introduction after the minister spoke, you said that, you know, we're going to be inspired, you know, by the show tonight, and we will be. And I would just like to add, we're going to continue to be inspired, because every time I hear the intro of the minister, if that's not inspiration, I don't know. I mean, it's nation time. So I'm inspired. And Right. Yes, our guests continue to inspire us. So let me go ahead and get our show started. Are they on, Carlton?
Yes, ma'am. I believe they are.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to go ahead and open up and give the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum to our listening audience, and Happy Savior's Day. We are in our Savior's Day celebration, and, you know, our Savior's Day spirit. We're not celebrating it physically, as we have in the past, but we want to make sure spiritually we have that spirit of Savior's Day. So tonight's show, we want to welcome back our returning guests, Sisters Khalila Mariam Farrakhan and Sister Teresa Muhammad of Your Farm LLC in Phoenix. You may remember that the sisters were here a few months ago back in December, so they led us into their world at that time of community work and shared their vision with us for their, I hear a little feedback. Is everything okay, Carlton?
I believe the network is having a problem. I thought it was me, but you're having it too. That means the network could be having a problem.
I hear a little feedback. So I just want to make sure everybody can hear us.
Yes, I hear you. And the sisters are online.
Okay, praise be to Allah. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Sisters Khalila and Sister Teresa, are you all here? Can
yes,
you hear?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam and happy Savior's Day, sisters.
Thank you. Happy Savior's Day to you too.
Praise
happy
be
Savior's
to Allah.
Day.
So we want to go ahead. I know you all shared with us a couple of months ago, you know, what you all were doing with your vision with Your Farm LLC, the challenges that you all had and the rewards that you all were experiencing, especially in how well your efforts were being received in your community. So we want to know all the excitement, you know, that you all and the progress you all have been able to make in those last couple of months. So please share with us what's been happening since then.
Yes, ma'am. So since then, we had did a pop-up, and we had a pop-up store. But since we were able to obtain the property that we were trying to get, so we have a 3-acre property. We acquired that in January.
Now, was that the property you all were looking at before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, so Allah blessed us to be able to work out the issues that were preventing us from getting it, and we were able to get it. Since then, we have been able to convert the shed that's on the property into our store. So we have a refrigerator and a freezer in our store, and we are able to have our property, our products, and other vendors' property and products in there that we're selling. And also, we also have a Muhammad bookstore.
Wow. Praise be to Allah. That's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I did see that, Sister Teresa, you did a walkthrough, a live stream video walking through, showing us the land and, you know, some of what's going on. And, you know, it was just so spacious and peaceful. You know, I know you all are excited. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but a lot of good work. So, yes, I'm really excited for you. All praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you got a chance to look at it. There's a lot that we're trying to do with incorporating, you know, the economic blueprint and all that we're, you know, being taught to do, and which is a part of the reason why, like Sister Khalila said, you know, in the store, it's not just our products, you know, that we're selling. We're selling exclusively certain things. Of course, staple goods is one main thing that we're selling out of the store. And then other believers that have products that they, you know, make, they have the ability to sell it there either through us or the ability during the warmer months to be able to vend and have their be able to have a space to sell their product as well, you know, at and have our own marketplace in addition to growing, you know, what we're growing on the farm, the herbs and making the medicines and making farm-to-table soups and utilizing the staple good products to make more products out of those things. If, you know, you might not get navy beans, but you might want to get the bean pie, or you might want some bean soup, or you might want, you know, something else that we have, wheat bread or something, value-added products that Dr. Ridgely always talks about, you know. So right now that's what we're, you know, really focused on and getting the legwork done. You're right, it's not an easy thing, but it makes it easy when you're passionate about what you're doing.
Right, and just listening to the two of you talk about your goals and your vision, I mean, you can, especially after, you know, having the opportunity to see the land, you know, you can visualize just how, and I'm sure you all can too, just how big of an impact this can have on a community. I mean, when you think about everyone coming together and being able to bring their wares and vend and share and sell and have community and grow, you know, and share food. And I saw on your site where you talk about, you know, tradition. It's just, it's like we're getting back to ourselves.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am. That's one of the big purposes. That's one of the biggest things that we're concentrating on, is to keep things traditional from different cultures. It's not just one culture. So you get a enrichment of a lot of different cultures, but they, most of them have the same basic principles. And so we want to really get back to hands-on and teaching and stuff. So we're really working on getting our workshop built so that we can actually have training classes. And we're constantly training. We have a trip scheduled for next month. We're going to St. John's with the Gullah Geechee herbal gathering. And then the following month, in April, we're going to Benin, Africa. And so we constantly are getting education ourselves to be able to bring back and bring to our community.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, how's it going in your transition? I know I saw the believers walking around, or just, you know, those that are supporting and interested in what you all are doing, walking around, Sister Teresa, as you were doing the live video, and people, and like I say, it just seemed like such a peaceful place where people were just taking their time and just, you know, being out in the open, in the air, in nature, and just being at peace. How was that opening, you know, how was that received in the community?
It was beautiful. So we had the believers to come out because we, first we wanted, you know, we had the brother minister from our mosque come and pray with us all, the believers, before we really started fully breaking ground, because that is the purpose, you know, and we wanted it to be blessed, be prayed over, the good intentions that we, you know, wanted to put into it. So it was received by the believers wonderfully, you know, and the community. After the believers had pretty much gone, then we had it open for other people to in the community to come, and they were just floored and, you know, even in the cold, still walking around and just taking it all in. So, yeah, it's greatly received. Actually, every Saturday we've been open from 2 to 6 for people to come and tour, and also to purchase, you know, different products that we have, because we're looking for people to come and bring their ideas so that we could start, you know, putting them into play, getting, because it's your farm, you know, it's not just something that we're doing. So we want input from everybody that wants to give it. So every week there's been people coming, you know, or wanting a call and, you know, wanting to see what's going on, and it's been greatly supported. There's people who have come more than once, you know, already in this short period of time.
Wow. Wow. That's great. That's great. And I like, you know, what you're saying about making it your, you know, your farm, your community, your place, and welcoming your feedback, you know, being able to bear witness, just what an impact that has when people have a sense of ownership, you know, then, you know, they take pride and responsibility in what they're helping to produce rather than I'm just coming to your store, or I'm just coming to your thing. So that's really
right.
Good. I was looking, and you all can share a little bit with me. I was looking on your farm cottage website, and I was just really impressed. You had something there called Mother's Pearl, and it talks about it talks about mothers, and I'll read it as it stated. It says mothers play a vital role in the cultivation, growth, and development of her daughter. Join the Mother's Pearl Circle, where mothers learn how to nurture, support, and groom their daughters. And, you know, I thought about, you know, when you look at this work that you all are putting in place to, in essence, save our girls through their mothers, their first teachers, you know, it made me look at and think in contrast to the mother that was on the news here recently that supposedly called the police on her 9-year-old daughter to teach her a lesson in a day and time such as this, you know, where we are just suffering under their hands. And I just thought about the endeavor that you all are putting forth in this and how much is needed when you think about the help that mothers, imagine that mother, if she had had the help that you all are expressing in this effort, if she had had that help, you know, what alternatives or options could she have reached for rather than to think that she can call, you know, with all that we have seen in the news, that you would call the police to come and teach your 9-year-old daughter a lesson. And, of course, we saw in the news how she was mishandled and mistreated and made to feel that that was okay. So I really commend you all on that. And if you can just share with us, how do you pronounce it? Is it Fatah?
Yes, ma'am. Fatah's Charm.
Yes.
Fatah's
Charm,
Etiquette and Refinement.
Yes, ma'am.
That. Yes, ma'am. So that's something just like what you said, you know, I'm a birth worker, doula. You know, I deal in that area, and we're so far removed from our tradition, you know, when most of us as women and girls look back at our life, there's so many things that we're missing. You know, there's a gap in the generations. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of animosity. There's a disconnect in the generations, and I'm a grandmother. Sister Kalila is also a grandmother. And
wow.
We have, you know, our children and our grandchildren that we want to close the gap, you know, in family.
Yes, ma'am.
Not just in ours, but in everyone else's family as well. And it does start with the mother. That is our teaching. You know, 75% of the work is with the woman, and the nation is coming through the womb of the mother. So in order for a girl to be successful and thrive, she needs her mother. And so while we have, you know, things that are for young girls to engage in, we know that the only way that they would be successful is if the mother helped along, because we can only do so much. She needs her mother. There's no child who, you know, doesn't want the natural thing from their parents. And
mm-hmm.
if we could help with that through teaching everything and them having just the team building aspect of growing things together and learning how to make your own apothecary for medicine and how to use the kitchen as your medicine cabinet and learning how to sew, learning how, you know, cultural awareness and just different things and exploring life, the, you know, mothers are in pain. So now she's being opened up to different things and reminded of what she needed and what she wanted. So now she's able to give to her daughter, you know, those things that she herself may have needed. And we all need,
wow.
Really.
That, sisters, are you all ready for the world is coming? Because, I mean, oh, my gosh. And I see it just growing in magnitude because it's such a need. And, you know, just the vision of what you all are working to achieve is, it's like you said, it's such a healing for our people, for humanity, really. So, man, I tell you, I'm inspired. I mean, I'm more than inspired. Inspired just, it seems small compared to what you all are doing. I can really hear the love that you all have for our people. And, you know, just really putting in the work for us to have an opportunity to be better. It's just, that's amazing. It's amazing. I'm just without words, you know. You all are so awesome. It's like, who are you? You all are really, really.
Just a reflection of you.
Exactly.
As a believer, sis, is like you said in the beginning, that we are continuing to be inspired by the man who is the best example in front of us. You know, everything
right.
that we're doing here is only out of how do you repay the man that saved your life, is to pay it
wow.
forward and to do, you know, the work for the people and just keep on going and to just take plenty and just to continue to try to inspire, because I can't, you know, we can't match his work at all. But, you know,
right.
We could have our little crevice of the planet that we could work out in and do what we
yes,
can
ma'am.
And give all that we have as we're being taught by the best example. So we're just the reflection of the heart of all of the believers.
Praise be
to God. And we're working on a counter part of that with the sisters. We're talking to brothers so that they're training the young men also. So
right. Now look at that.
It'll be
the
just
balance.
Like most the MGT and the FOI classes. So on a
yes.
different day from the sisters, we'll have the young men coming, the brothers teaching them their part. Like we're not going to try and teach the boys. We'll let the men teach the boys how to be
That's
men.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
And
yes,
how to
and
a combination. Right, and we're having a combination of them teaching both disaster preparedness. So the women, the young girls, they need to know how to start the fires and do certain things because we don't know what's going to come. So they
yes,
need
ma'am.
To be prepared, both the men and the women, to help each other. So you'll learn your roles, but you'll also both learn how to survive.
Wow. Such a balance in just, you know, that whole scenario that you just expressed, such a balance in that, because we know, you know, like you say, what we are taught, you know, and the Quran states the male is not like the female. So it's going to take that male to bring, you know, that male child into his natural self. But
mm-hmm.
as you said, during time of disaster preparedness. So when you're thinking about when you're in a disaster, you know, or a situation to where we need both parties firing, you
right.
know, no one person looking at the other in with like deer in headlights. It's like, look, this is what we do. We roll up our sleeves and we make it happen based on what we know, what
yes,
we know
ma'am.
To do. That's beautiful. You're right. And, you know, look, sister, husband's not here right now. You got to start the fire. And a lot of times we have children to feed. So, look, we got to make it happen. We all have to make it happen. And we're in the fall of America. And, you know, we all have to be prepared. We all have to be prepared. Sister, I heard Sister Dr. Ava say, she said, you know, don't be praying for this world to go down for no fall. She said, because if we're not ready, it's going to fall right on our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, praise
right.
be to Allah. Now, I want to
I want to first, you know, check with our engineer to see if there are any questions, comments, or callers. Brother Carlton?
Yes, ma'am. From the engineering department, brothers and sisters, if you have any questions with our guests or our host, or if you just want to make a comment, just show your love towards the hard work that these sisters are doing, go ahead and press the 1.
That's
on your
right.
Keypad, and you'll be in the queue, and we'll be glad to listen to your comment or answer your question. And on that note, we have Dr. Ridgely, and I'm sure he'd like to show some love. Is that right, Dr. Ridgely?
Yes, this is Sister Ann.
Oh,
praise be.
Hi
from Lakum, Sister Ann.
Walaikum salam, and walaikum salam, and happy Savior's Day, sisters.
Happy Savior's Day,
Sister Ann.
Yes, I was listening, and I'm wondering if you all had, and I know in the nation we don't support, we don't, how can I say it? We don't engage in a lot of the governmental programs, but I'm wondering if you all have attempted or if you know whether or not the programs that fund food stamps or any other program have outreach that you can get some of their participants to participate in your program. For instance, here in Georgia, we have what we call a mobile market, and organizations and people who set up farmers markets, they are able to apply and get what they call a mobile market certificate, and they supply you with all of the things that you need, banners and what have you, and you are able to accept EBT. Anyone who comes to your market can purchase with EBT. And this does not just necessarily have to be things that you have there on a regular basis, but if you want to expand and, let's say, have milk and what eggs and whatever, anything that the person can use, you are able to get that and have it at their disposal. Plus, there are programs that may have, like the foster care program. They're always looking for other things to get those young people involved. And if you would reach out to some of those and say that you're offering classes to young girls ages such and such, that they may be able to assist and send some people to you. Although these are things that you may have already looked into. But I was just wondering, and I'll leave you at that.
Sister, did you want to respond? Thank you,
Ann. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Some things we have, a lot of those things we haven't looked into because some things you have to be a nonprofit organization to get. So we're for profit, so it kind of kicks us out of that loop. But some things I think we may be able to look into, especially like the foster care part and maybe a couple programs for teen pregnancy or something like that. So we'll definitely start looking into that. Some of the government things we have done or are working on getting are like our farm number. And we're working with like the USDA, Department of Agriculture for things and the farm service agencies to get on their list and to help with conservation because we have like a pond so that overflows sometimes. So we're trying to rein that in and have it for wildlife, but also the water to help us water our own plants and vegetables and fruit trees and stuff that we may have. So and we're trying to get certified as a natural habitat. So those type of government agencies we're looking into and making appointments to get for the farm. But those other ideals that Sister Ann brought up are wonderful ideals that we definitely will be exploring.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you again, Sister Ann. So much out there, so much out there, and of course you have to look into everything, and it's effect, it's pluses and minuses, and then just, you know, so many opportunities. I like what you were saying, Sister Khalil, about the teen pregnancy. You know, and you're a doula, right, Sister Teresa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, have you all done anything in that area in the community that you're in now? Have there been any programs that you all have participated in? Because, I mean, that's an issue, right, teen pregnancy?
Absolutely. I've been trying to. We recently, though, myself and a couple of other birth workers, a midwife, another doula, we've been hosting every 3 months a community baby shower, and we give away everything, you know, strollers and car seats and Pampers and information ourselves as a resource for them. The most recent one we had was just this past Saturday, and there were a lot of young, you know, mothers coming and pregnant, and they needed a lot of information, and they were very receptive and very appreciative, you know, with the information that we quickly were able to give them as they came through and shopped. You know, we were almost like a personal shopper going along with them and stuff through the things that they were able to pick up for free. So they know that we're there. A midwife that I, you know, work very closely with, she has a clinic where she's able to have them come in for free to get well visits and get their prenatal visits and also their children when they have them. So, you know, some had their mothers with them. And there was actually one young girl who she's pregnant with twins. And, you know, I know that she is overwhelmed, but her mother was there and was supportive. And that's the part, you know, where,
right.
You know, mother's pearl, like that goes right back.
Right, right.
That's the continuous process in the cycle. It's about the diet. What are we eating? It's about, you know, what are we teaching? What are we learning? How are we supporting our girls? How are we supporting our girls? Because now every person that has one thing in common, we were all babies at one point. So to go to the womb, you know, the minister gave us the most beautiful how to give birth to a God. And
yes,
that's been the way. For me, it's right there, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I can do in that moment, during your pregnancy, during your postpartum care, and that's, you know, with that last acre of the property, that sanctuary, that is to ground you. And, you know, we're trying, utilizing the young people, how can we make this attractive for young women to want to come? How can we, you know, make breastfeeding, and how can we make, you know, use eating natural and doing different things in a more traditional and natural way, and make it more attractive, make it more appealing. So I make videos and I put hip-hop music on it or the current R&B songs to try to attach,
get their,
you know, tradition along with what's happening now, as best as, you know, we can. So just that's been our way so far. And inshallah, I've actually applied and inquired with, like, the Boys and Girls Club locally to try to, you know, maybe get an hour a month in to have, you know, have the program. I already put together somewhat a program with the curriculum and everything on how it would go. So it's just waiting on it being received outside of the farm as well as what we can do there.
Wow. Such a resource. Such a resource. Such a resource. You two all are such a resource to the community. How are you getting your donations for these items that you all are generously giving?
you know, for free. How do you get those donations for those items?
We do GoFundMes and raise funds. A lot of our clients, they, you know, they love what we're doing and they support it. You know, they're able to afford a doula themselves. So a lot of them, they give, you know, they give back, they give Pampers, they give everything. And then there are those that just support it and they donate when we put up the GoFundMe, or we usually also do like a shopping list. A baby shop, like we literally do a baby registry, and we put the registry up, and people go on and they make their purchases, and it automatically gets shipped to one of our addresses, and that's how we get it. And then what we provide, you know, from ourselves, we also have end up having thrift items from moms that, okay, here, you know, my child is out of 0 to 12, here's the whole wardrobe. So
I was. A lot of times we have to, you know, make things happen out of our own pockets until we have those resources. So, you know, I was thinking, hopefully you all weren't doing that and you had, you know, those donators and those investors that see what you all are doing and are willing to give. So that's good that you have that. And is it set up, sisters, to where you can receive those items year round?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We do always, you know, accept donations year-round. And then we do the baby showers every 3 months. So if it's not during an active time when we come up with the registry, then you can always just reach out, you know, to anyone, because we always promote it and we always talk about it leading up to. We don't keep the registry up all the time because we always have to go back and assess what we already have in donations, and then we make the registry based on what we still need. And then as people make purchase, give us cash, you know, through the GoFundMe, we also purchase off of the registry, and then in addition, anything else that may be needed. So we do mostly the big ticket items with the cash that we get. So we'll get like a magic bullet for them to, you know, make their own foods and, you know, just all kind of baby. Yeah. We get like the breast pumps and the big strollers with the car seat in it and things like that. We usually purchase with the cash.
Now, if someone wanted to donate toward that now, where would they go? How would they find you all?
Oh, they could send it to my Cash App, $TraditionalDoula.
Okay. So those that are listening now and you hear how you can help support these efforts, you can reach Sister Teresa Muhammad at $TraditionalDoula to make a monetary donation.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
I'm going to say it over and over and over because I see it. You know, you see it unfolding as you all are talking. You can visualize. You can visualize all that you're saying and the people coming through and then being in need and, you know, just feeling cared and cared for and loved and just building community. And it makes me think on an opportunity that we had just with our buying club and just how that small, like you said, that small piece that we were able to do by Allah's grace, how it just galvanized people that, you know, some of us didn't know at all, but we got to know, and we became community around an idea, and we all shared in it. We all had a part in it. We all, you know, nurtured it and helped it to grow. And I look back on that, you know, it was some years back, but it was such an impact on a community that impact still lives today. So, you know, I get it. You know, I get it, what you all are striving to do and just the magnitude of it. It can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. The blessings can just be overwhelming. So do you have a staff besides just yourselves?
It's us too. But we have.
Are you serious?
Yes. Me and Sister Teresa. But we have,
no,
we're starting
way.
To have like younger adults that are willing to volunteer. So they're like, you know, when you gray do your raised beds or you gray build for your chicken coops and stuff, you know, give us a call. We'll come help. So we have people on standby that's willing to come, you know, now or, you know, when it gets warmer and stuff like that. And like, even when we had the blessing ceremony the first day, we had a person donate a fireplace for the deck. So we were able to stay warm while we were doing that. We have another visitor that donated an arch for the farm because we're going to have, like, we have an engagement party outside booked for, like, this coming spring. So we'll have outdoor activities
awesome.
To be able to bring money into, you know, when it's hot, people want to be out. So
exactly. Exactly.
We're getting prepared, exactly. You know, for that.
Yes,
also.
For that time, for that influx
mm-hmm.
of people and, you know, just being out, you know, as things start to, you know, blossom and so-called come alive, you know,
we got an outside grill start, you know. So we have, you know, little by little we're getting blessed with things. We're purchasing things and, you know, to prepare ourselves for it. Our farm is more of a teaching farm, a workshop farm, more so than a commercial farm. But we will have, you know, enough produce to feed our families and to use our produce and stuff into our products and stuff that we make, and also to be able to sell some for the community and to gift people, because as people buy our stuff, it enables us to be able to help people in need and stuff. So when we buy bulk rice and bulk beans and those type of things, then when we hear of families or people in need don't have food, then we're readily able to be able to put a package together and cook food and put some bread and everything and to be able to bless people with it also.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, sisters. Yes, ma'am. Yes. We'll take a break. We'll take a break. There's got to be. Those of you that are just, I just have to say this. I know if you're listening to the sisters and what they're doing and how Allah is helping them to do what they're doing and blessing them in the process, you know, if you just want to hit that number one or to get in the queue, if for no other reason than to just, like my husband said earlier, just to give them some love and support and let them know that, you know, you appreciate the nation. Community building that they're doing. Sir?
Someone heard you. Call us on the Yeah, this is Brother Terrence in Phoenix.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Brother Terrence in Phoenix. I just have a quick question. You know, I'm listening. May Allah bless you, sisters. You know, keep up the good work. But I just have a question. You know, Sister Ann called and you said that you were a for-profit entity. But as I listen to what you're doing, you know, it sounds like you should be a non-profit. So, you know, you can comment on that. I just want to, you know, hear what you got to say. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. Sisters?
Yes, ma'am. So this is Sister Teresa. So we're kind of looking into having a nonprofit portion, not entirely, because when you get into the nonprofit aspect, there's a lot of regulation, and we don't want, you know, any kind of, you know, outside entity to tell us what we can and can't do. Yeah, so that's pretty much the main, you know, reason why we kind of, you know, are looking at it, but we're looking at it with a very close eye on how we maneuver. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, mm-hmm. When we service the community, we service the community. We rely on the community to service the community. And so far we've gotten, you know, a lot of support in that, you know, in our efforts. There's a lot of people that do want to serve the community, and they have the money to do it. And, you know, so they see us as a resource of people that always are helping in the community. We have this, we have that. So they, you know, are often willing to support that effort. So we haven't really had to go into that so much as far as being nonprofit per se, just because mm-hmm. of all of the extra things that tend to come with that.
And yes, we have another caller, Sister Majita.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Thank you, Sister Teresa.
Caller with the last four digits, 8804. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Andrea from Eolia, Missouri. Sister,
well, like Assalamu
alaikum. Ma'am, what you all are doing is a absolutely beautiful, beautiful service. I commend you for everything you're doing. It really touches my heart. It's been many, many years ago, but there was another sister in the nation that inspired me. I had never heard of a doula, and inspired me to find out. And then at that time, it was a blessing that one of the hospitals in St. Louis took on a doula program as a volunteer entity. And with the first year research that was done at the hospital, it showed that it cut down the cesarean rate section, I think about 45%, and it became a paid entity. So it was a beautiful program. And when I hear you talking about the work that you're doing with the teenage and young mothers, it reminds me of the very, very first patient or the first sister that I served as a doula. It was a 16-year-old, and she was birthing a stillborn. And it just, I'll never forget the experience. I'm thankful that I was there for her, and so that she could bond with this child and all of this. It's something that I'll never forget. So I just commend you for what you're doing. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
I just want to point out that Sister Teresa, she's a doula, but she's also an end-of-life doula, too. So she is there when the baby is born alive and healthy, and she's there when the baby is stillborn and stuff. So she does the support on both ends. So she's that well-rounded for grief and, you know, all aspects of having a child from the beginning, when you're even thinking about having a child, through the whole process of your pregnancy and your postpartum, whether it's a live birth or not, she does the whole aspect of it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That really is. And it's so necessary. It's so necessary. Praise be to Allah. You all are wonderful.
That's the community, you know, part. And the tradition part, you know. We always had the people in the community, you know, that place that you can go, that you know that you could get a meal, you could get what you need, you know, you could get a resource, you can have that. And that's what our goal is with your farm, is to just be that community resource for all things life, you know. It's the ups and downs, the ebbs and flow, the all of it. And when you go back, you know, to the root, like the minister teaches us, to go to the root of a thing, that's what we strive to do, is to go to the root of the places of every single thing. You know, Sister Kalila, she does so much in that regard. You know, she's a very disciplined sister, I would say. If I'm all over the place, she will focus me back and say, okay, here, we need to focus on this thing right now, you know. But in that, she's thinking ahead. So, you know, in regards to disaster preparedness and, you know, going back to the she's also working now on doing the water generation where we can produce our own to have water for ourselves and in our community and, you know, being involved in different entities. We're also the amateur radio. We're both working on getting our licenses. Some of the stuff, I just get my license to help her do what she's doing and vice versa. And vice versa, because some stuff she does, and it's about birth and, you know, postpartum and stuff like that. And she's like, I need to know to grow the herbs that you need to make them teas that you're making for the pregnant women and, you know, and for the grief and stuff like that. So it's a, but inshallah, more people in the community find their thing. That's, you know, our goal is to, you know, if we have A, B, and C, you see the need for C, D, and E, come in and provide that need, fill that need, find your space, find your gift, find your talent to do that, you know, and build. That's, you know, the point for us to separate. We have to, it's a mindset, and it's a natural process that occurs after you start finding yourself in that community.
Wow.
And two of the things that we are also great do is we're ready to start beekeeping. So we have our hives and we get our nuke the end of April. So we'll be doing beekeeping here on the farm. And also next month we're going to start selling seeds because we see that it's a need for seeds. You know, they run out of them. Nobody has them. And so part of the workshops, you know, we'll provide seeds for the classes to start gardening and stuff like that, but we'll also have a limited amount of seeds so people can get started, that at least they have a resource to grow so the government can't monopolize the seeds and it only goes to certain places. And there'll be non-GMO heirloom seeds, so... and we get them from Staple Goods and a couple of other resources that will break them down and be able to provide for the community.
Yes, ma'am. And when I hear you say that, I think about my sister who was and is a champion for seed saving.
Yes.
Seed saving, saving your seeds. Once you grow your food, those seeds that can be saved and reproduced, learn how to put a little something to the side, so if you can't get to those resources that you just spoke of, you know how to put something away for yourself. You know, I really appreciate you all, and like I said, you know, listening to you all, it sounds like, you know, you're helping us to get back to our natural selves, you know, and that's what we need, because, I mean, without that, you know, we can separate, but if we're not to our natural selves, just, you can almost imagine, you know, the chaos we can bring to an environment. So that's definitely an element to successful separation is being our true and natural selves. Yes, ma'am. So how can we get in touch with you? I think we have, what, 7 minutes, Carlton?
Yes, ma'am, 7 minutes.
If you can go ahead, sisters, and again, I know you shared it on your last visit when you were here in December. If you can let us know, you know, what's coming up, what should the community and the listeners be looking out for that's coming up. Did you mention something, Sister Kalila, about a channel that you were starting?
We have a YouTube channel, Your Farm Traditional Doula, and the farm is PHARM. So we have a YouTube channel, Your Farm Traditional Doula. We have a web page, which is Your Farm, which is PH, Cottage, YourFarmCottage.com. And then we also have Facebook, which is Your Farm LLC and Allah Traditional Doula. And then we both have email addresses. So mine is your, which is UR, farmersmarket@gmail.com, and the farmers is with a PH. And then you have AllahTradition@gmail.com for Sister Teresa.
Okay.
And, I know
and all of that
of
is
different...
on our website as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's all on our website as well as in our Facebook
and your
account.
Facebook
and site.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Cool. And I love the illustration you all have of that flower, you know, as a bud growing into a woman, a beautiful woman. I love that and what you have written underneath. That's so inspiring. So inspiring and uplifting and positively needed. I really appreciate you all taking the time, you know, out and letting us know what you all are doing and so much. And, you know, I know there's just the two of you and, you know, you need that core group that you could depend on at some point in time. And I know you all will know when that is. I know you'll have to add to your core group because I tell you the work, you know, is wonderful and as beautiful as it is. It will tax you if not properly spread.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And we also have a
no, go ahead.
One quick thing. We also have a golf cart on your farm also. So if you're elderly or, you know, have a disability or whatever, but you still need to get around, you can get around on a golf cart. So we welcome everyone.
That's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Well, you all are welcome back anytime. We want to keep up with you and see how things are going. And I know, you know, after you get some time in the spring when things really start to bloom and people are starting to move around, you know, if you all think you want to come on and share, just, you know, let me know. Let me know, and we'll definitely welcome you all back because we want to keep up with you and share in your progress and your blessings by the grace of Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. Yes,
thank you,
ma'am,
for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ishi, she went down to Holly Springs. Razadan and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. Some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee. Take me to another place.
ancestors were hung from. But that's okay, get it? Because he's down to earth.